This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 436, Why Renata Scored 8 in Reading and 5.5 in Listening.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we learn from Renata's IELTS experience, which earned her an overall 6.5, and talk about how to keep working hard to raise those scores even higher. Hello, lovely listeners. We are here with a special guest today who recently took the IELTS exam, and we're going to talk about what went well and what she needs to work on. So we're going to get some real advice today that I think is going to help all of you guys out there as well. So let's get to our special guest. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, Jessica. I'm Renata. I'm from Brazil, and I did my last IELTS test on the June 3rd.
On June 3rd. Okay, and what were your scores?
Well, on listening, I took 5.5. On reading, I had 8.
Wow.
On writing, on writing, 7. And on speaking, it was 6.
Okay.
And my overall, it's 6.5.
So, I mean, that's an excellent overall, right? But it's not quite what you need. What scores do you need?
Yes. At least a 6 in all the abilities.
Okay. All right. And was this the first time that you took IELTS?
Yes, it was.
Okay, awesome. So getting an overall 6.5 on your very first time is pretty awesome. But we need to get that at least a 6 in everything. So let's start on a positive note. Let's talk about the highest scores that you got, because you did really well. I mean, other students are, you know, they would love to have these scores. Let's talk about the 8 in reading. How did you do that?
Yes. Well, I've been practicing for so long, and I don't know. I had time to review all my job in the test day. So I knew that I'm doing well, you know? And I don't know. I think it's more practicing how to manage time. I think the reading part, it's how to manage time. Because if you have time, you can do a great job. I believe in that.
That's all it is. It's not a reading test. It's all about time management, for sure.
Yes.
I mean, you're a student in our course, so you learned all the reading strategies, and you practiced those a lot from the sounds of it.
Yes, a lot.
And you had extra time, you said, so you could, like, go back and check your answers or something?
Yes, I had 4 texts in the test day, and I could review 3 of them.
Oh, wow.
And just one that I couldn't have time to review. But I knew that it was good, you know? I knew that I was performing well.
Cool. So you started off, you went through that reading test with confidence. Like you, and I mean, you were correct. You got an 8. So what, if you could pick out like one strategy or one activity that you think helped you the most, what would you say?
Actually, I didn't know that I will achieve an 8, but it was great. But I think what helped me the most was not trying to read all the text, because it's impossible. it's impossible.
Yeah.
So don't try to do that. If I can, speaking for the people, one advice is not even try. Go ahead and looking for the keywords and you're gonna rock.
Awesome. I love it. Very good. That's something from our course, guys. If you're not in our course, this is we try to end every module on a positive motivational note, right? And that's one of them. Just like, you're gonna rock it, you guys. And I hear students in the course saying that, and I absolutely love it. Okay, cool. So writing also fantastic. You got a 7.
Yes.
Okay, so how did you achieve that?
Well, Jessica, I've practiced so much too, using the linking words and trying to writing interesting things with high level vocabs. But you know, I have to confess, I didn't have time to check my work.
Really?
And yes, and I couldn't achieve 250 words.
Wow.
So when I finished, I was so worried about my my performance. But in the end, everything works well.
That is crazy. I mean,
yes.
Listeners, can you imagine how high the scores were that she still got a 7 without hitting the 250 words, without having time to check her work? The fact that you still got a 7 really speaks highly of all the other categories that you fulfilled. Like, that's crazy. So, I mean,
you know, if I could give advice for the other students, I think if I started with the second part, with the second essay, I think I will doing great, you know, because I start with the letter, but when I have to brainstorm my second essay, I was almost tired. I don't know. I think I should have started with the second one.
You know, I have students asking about that because that is a strategy that some students use. And to be honest, Renata, I don't recommend doing that, actually.
Yeah.
Because whether you're general or academic, task one is easier. It's shorter. It's mm-hmm. good to view it as a warm up for task two, because task two takes more brain power. I mean, like, it's right.
It's
like
true.
You need to think more for that. And so I think just going in order. That is the natural, like, way our brain progresses, you know, from easiest to hardest, from shortest to longest. So I think starting the first one is actually usually better. It's just, you know, if you start with task two, right? And you put all your effort in this, then you might not finish task one either. And in order to get a high score, like, you need to finish both. So I really think going in order is okay.
It makes sense.
You know what though? But we need to be flexible and personalize these strategies. So if in your practice, if you flip them around and you find that does suit you better, then go for it. You know, like, it's not like a one size fits all thing. There are personal strategies involved here. But you participated in some of the extra stuff in our course, right?
Mm-hmm. So
what can you tell our listeners about those experiences? Because I've talked to you before.
Yes. you know, I think the key is practicing. I've been studying for the IELTS exam for 2 months.
Okay.
Only I think it's I don't know, it's a shorter time. But we need to practice more and more and more. To be honest, Jessica, I don't know how to make it work different from that, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, okay, well, let's talk about this. So you did the 60-day study plan and you did every activity in there, right?
Yes, yeah. Right.
And you did like a power hour.
Yes.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Well, what did you get from the power hour that you think really helped?
Try to relax.
Okay, awesome.
Try to relax. And the use of the linking words. Mm-hmm. I guess it was the most
the most helpful,
the better, yes, the better advice that I could have.
Okay, awesome. So reading and writing, we're good. I mean, you did tons of practice. You barely even finished task two and you still got a 7. So if you really hone in on that timing before your next exam, that writing could be even higher, right? So we're good there. We got those two things. Now, let's talk about speaking. You got a 6. That's what you need. But you feel like you could do better, right? And I think you could do better as well.
Yes, I was extremely nervous in the test. Yes, I couldn't control myself and I think it pushed me down.
So
I think.
Why do you think, how did your anxiety change? How did it affect your performance on the speaking exam? Howdy, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want access to the same system of strategies which helped Renata get that overall 6.5 on her very first attempt, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, guaranteed to raise your next IELTS scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
You know, I'm keep trying to fit the writing words in the context, and even more that I think, more that I lost. You know, and it was frustrating because I knew what I have to do. I knew how to speak better, and I didn't. It was.
But
terrible.
I mean, this is your first test. Keep in mind, right?
Yes.
I mean, you did perform really well, seeing as it was your first go, and you prepared for 60 days, and you went for it, and you did really well overall. So, how did you prepare for the speaking exam in the week or two leading up to it?
Well, I recording a lot of. Practicing with a mirror.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think that's how I prepared myself. And our power hour was so good for me too.
But did you practice with another person?
No, in the mirror.
Yeah. So this is the key.
Alone.
This is the key, guys. That is just one step, right? Talking to yourself, talking in the mirror, talking to yourself, walking around the house. That's fantastic. But that doesn't prepare you for facing the other person. You know, and this is what we're seeing right now. We've touched on this in a few episodes recently, how the week or two before your exam, you really have to find another person to act like the examiner, because that's a whole other thing. That is totally different than talking to yourself. It's even, it's a different than the power hours. I mean, that is a very awesome preparation activity, getting to speak to me on Skype. I say the stuff that the examiner says, give you feedback, but that's one thing, right? We still need to take that feedback and carry that through in front of another person. So Renata, do you have a friend who could help you out for just like 15 minutes?
Well, not actually. I don't have somebody to correct me if I'm wrong, you know?
So Renata, let me just pause right there for a second, because that's not why we're going to practice this. We're going to practice this to take away the anxiety of facing the examiner. Because like you said, you know what you need to do. You don't need correction and advice anymore. Like, you got that from me. You got that from the course. And you said, like, you know what you need to do. You know what I mean? And you can do that by yourself. Now you just need to be able to do that in front of another person. So, like, it doesn't have to be a native speaker, doesn't have to be a teacher. It's just someone to hold the position of the examiner, just so you go through the process in front of another person. Like, that is really vital. So anybody you know that is, you know, has any English at all they have to do is read the questions for you to answer.
Okay, I'm gonna try.
Perfect. So guys, this is for Renata, but this is for all of you as well. In the week or two before your exam, you need to ask some favors. You need to find someone to meet you in a study room at the library, or in your office, or in their office. Some sort of, you know, room like the exam room and it's only like 15 minutes, you know? Like, I don't feel like this is a huge favor to ask of someone.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you can find someone, Renata, because I mean, we nailed it. Nailed it already. Like, we know what held you back that day. You still got a 6, right? And if you were able to do everything in your head that you knew you should do, that would be a 7 at least.
Yes. You know, but I have another problem. That I was prepared to talk about, I don't know, the harm of the climate harm or the ocean pollution.
Yeah.
And the examiner asked me if I prefer comfort or beautiful shoes. And I was concerned. I was shocked. Oh my gosh, how can I speak for 2 minutes using interesting words?
Oh my gosh.
About the issue that I just have one simple answer.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Guys.
Yeah.
And this is another thing you have to do. You have to practice the widest variety of questions, because there are weird ones. So, like, if I had to speak for 2 minutes about shoes, right? I would choose the shoes that I would be able to tell a story about. So I would choose my running shoes, and then I could talk about like an amazing hike I took with my friends, or I could talk about, you know, where I like to go running with my dog. So any development of that. But that is a hard, like, that is a weird question. Okay. So
I was extremely frozen, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Totally.
I don't know what I have to say.
You never know what you're going to face, man. Like, there are such weird questions. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So let's get down to the reason why you are here, essentially, is because you want help with the listening, right? Like,
yes.
That's the thing. So let's talk about that. What do you think got in your way? What messed you up on test day?
Well, I don't know if my problem is just on the test day, you know. To be honest, I've been practicing and I can't achieve a 6 until now.
Really?
I understand the big picture. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Unfortunately, it's true. I can't understand what the thing is about. I can't understand, but I can't listening and writing in the same time, you know?
I don't
know what happens. I just don't know.
Okay. So here's the thing, guys. Understanding the big picture, understanding the gist, that's not an IELTS listening skill. right? Like, it is a listening skill, but it's not something you need on IELTS, unfortunately, because that's really what is what we're aiming for usually, is understanding the message of what somebody is telling us. That's what we do in the real world. But on IELTS, it's all about listening for detail, right? So, Renata, let me give you an activity, a couple activities to work on this, okay? The first thing you can do is choose an interesting podcast. I like You Must Remember This. I like this because it has a lot of names and numbers. So what we need to do is practice listening for detail and at the same time practice writing and listening at the same time, right? So these are the two things we need to isolate and practice before doing more IELTS stuff. We need to strengthen the skills before we try and do more tests, right? So, like choose one of these podcasts. We've recommended lots on the show. And you listen, and every time you hear a name or number, okay? Go ahead and pause the podcast, write down the name or number. Spelling doesn't matter on the name, by the way. Just write it down and then play it. Listen, what is this name or number meaning? Why is she talking about this thing? And then pause it again and write down what you heard. Like, what is it about that number? Who is that person? Okay. Just to practice this skill. Another thing you could do is find a podcast or even practice tests and listen and read at the same time. So you need a podcast with transcripts. So just to be able to focus. And then while you're listening and reading, every time you hear and see a name or number, just circle it. You know what I mean? Just so we're practicing focusing on these details. So do some of these activities like 10 minutes a day for a week and a half. And then that'll really help you focus on these little things. Okay. How did you try to improve your listening before the exam? What kind of activities were you doing?
Well, I'm watching a lot of movies and series with subtitles in English, so I can listen and reading in the same time.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing now.
Did you get to the point where you turned off the subtitles?
Oh, yeah, sometimes, but I'm feel uncomfortable yet.
Okay, well, Renata, that's the thing. You have to dive into that discomfort, right? If you don't practice that discomfort, if you don't sort of ratchet up the challenge, then you're not going to progress, right? So, okay, let's plan it out. When is your next test date?
It will be on July 27th.
July 27th. Okay, so you have about three weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what you need to do is for a week and a half, just focus on these listening skills, the activities that I just told you, right? And no more subtitles. Okay. No more subtitles. But you're going to still develop because you're doing the transcript activities, but you need to start challenging yourself now by turning off the subtitles. And then in the last week and a half, it's all about test practice, right? Just applying it. And every time you miss something, every time you finish a test and you go back and correct your answers, spend time with this. Look at the transcripts, find the answers you missed. Listen again, right? Listen again, follow along, fill in the answers you missed, and use every practice to like the fullest extent. You know what I mean? So you get everything you can out of each practice test. So you're going to go through each one a couple times.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'll do that. Yes, for sure.
All right, sweet. So, Renata, I think I love these like consultation type episodes because we can, I mean, you know the problem before you even talk to me, right? There's something about just saying it out loud, right? Just saying it to another person. And then you're like, okay, I have to take responsibility for this now. I know it's going to be hard. I know it's not going to be easy, but you know what you have to do moving forward.
Yes, I know. All right. I will begin it now.
Awesome. Renata, I know you're going to do this. I know you from the power hours. You are a hardworking student. I know it.
Thank you, Jessica.
And if you could get an 8 on reading, man, and I know the work and the practice you put into that, if you apply that same level of effort to the other two sections that we need, the listening and the speaking, it's going to be fine. Like, you just have to face that fear and really just challenge yourself in a couple weeks. Make it as difficult as you can, you know?
Okay, I will.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Renata, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think it's these episodes that really other students can identify with and learn from. So thanks a lot for sharing your experience.
Thank you, Jessica. You have been helped me a lot.
Awesome.
I can't thank you more than you imagine.
Thank you. Oh, thanks, Renata. I just love our students in the course. Guys, if you are ready to join this community of hard workers, honest, genuine people who are really motivated, doing all they can, you know, just getting past IELTS, you can check out our course, check out some scores from other students. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can join our Three Keys community as well. Okay, Renata, thanks again, man. And as you're going along in the next 3 weeks, any questions, just post in our closed Facebook group and I will help you as much as I can. All right.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much.
Thanks, Renata. Good luck, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.